The city of Mesa's Asian district is hard to miss. In the area of Dobson and Main, dozens of businesses specializing in products from all across Asia line the streets and fill up strip malls.
We have more than 70 Asian-themed businesses, restaurants, retailers, boutiques, shops, and grocery stores.
That's Jay O'Donnell, Assistant Director for the City of Mesa Office of Economic Development.
I think it's a really positive place, and we recognize it as the City of Mesa as one of our points of pride.
If you're driving near the Asian district, you'll notice signs featuring a logo, a colorful square made up of several smaller shapes called a tangram.
The tangram is a 2,000-year-old Chinese game made up of these different shapes that all fit into this square a certain way.
And O'Donnell says the city chose the tangram logo for a reason.
Each symbol and color really showcases how different everyone is in this district, and yet it's unified.
The Asian district was a natural convergence of businesses that happened over years, and one of the first to set up shop in the area was Mekong Plaza. Mekong Plaza is a large indoor mall, a bustling destination in the East Valley.
A bunch of different restaurants from all different types of Asian cultures, a pretty large supermarket that sells all different types of Asian products, a few retails.
Stephen Deep, a real estate broker and the plaza's property manager, says despite the wide variety of products and services offered, many of the businesses do have one thing in common.
Most of the products that's sold in these restaurants are authentic from the business owners' hometown or the family recipe. A lot of the businesses in the Asian districts are mom and pops as well.
A good example of that is Happy Bao's, a restaurant inside Mekong Plaza that sells stuffed buns and other Chinese specialties. Matthew Ma is the owner.
It's in our culture, you know, like for every special event that we get together as a family, we cook meals, wrap dumplings, it's a big thing.
And since his family has been in the restaurant business for the past 20 years, bringing their recipes to a wider audience was a no-brainer.
We saw how Mekong Plaza was developing, and it's, you know, it was the first like Asian shopping center in this area, and we saw a good opportunity and we wanted to come in, and it's been good ever since.
But things haven't always been this way, says Deep, who first got involved with Mekong Plaza in 2011.
When I first got here, half of the center was occupied and half was vacant. It took about 3 years for the center to be fully occupied. It hasn't been vacant ever since. So when one tenant moves out, another one moves in right away.
He credits the city's support of the Asian district as an important reason why things have changed.
I think with the branding of the Asian district, it's made the area a destination for different types of people and ethnicity, just to come to explore the culture, to try the different types of food.
Because although the businesses and customers were there, the Asian district wasn't made official by the city until 2020. That's where O'Donnell with the City of Mesa comes in.
It was well known for the Asian community. We had a lot to build on, but I think after the brand was created, we were able to share it in a much more significant way with the broader community.
So the Asian district was given a unified brand with input from the businesses and stakeholders already there. Now the district hosts events for Asian holidays, and the themed street signs alert drivers and pedestrians to the unique businesses housed in the district.
We just looked at this as an opportunity to showcase this piece of Mesa that is so special.
O'Donnell says since the official branding, the Asian district's value has been made even more clear in more ways than one.
Looking back at just the sales tax revenues over the last 3 years, even there's been a 10% increase year over year, even with the pandemic. On a different level, it is a point of pride for businesses and residents of Mesa.
Several years into the branding, Mekong Plaza got a bit of a facelift too. A series of murals commissioned earlier this year and designed and painted by local freelance artist Kadima Tong.
It's the full 12 zodiac signs. There are 13 pillars, and so at the end we have added an actual mural of the Mekong Plaza itself.
Mekong Plaza isn't just a canvas for Tong. It's also somewhere important to her and her family.
I have a lot of history with what is now the Asian district, but like the general Asian corners around Mesa and Greater Phoenix in general. So I was like, I just feel like I'm really attached to this. I would really like to be a part of it.
She remembers how the area looked when she first started visiting and recalls how the district has changed since then.
It kind of just started out as the supermarket, and to see these bakeries and restaurants slowly open up more and more and more. Like when they had the dim sum place open up, I was over the moon. Like food is all my entire family's thing. So having a lot more authentic stuff pop up too was definitely a super, super cool experience.
The district also has a personal significance for Ma, the owner of Happy Bows.
It means a lot because I actually love seeing a lot of different types of Asian businesses coming in, whether it's Thai, Vietnamese, Chinese, Filipino. It attracts a lot of people to see all of our Asian cultures.
Luke Forstner, KTAR News.